KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. A checking sports this morning from the state boys basketball tournament yesterday in 2A quarterfinal play. It was Des Moines Christian beating Beckman Catholic 58-38 and Western Christian over Comanche 71-55. In Class 3A quarterfinal round play yesterday, top seed Ballard, a 68-45 winner over Clear Lake. Davenport Assumption knocking off Dallas Center Grimes 56-42. Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Western Dubuque in overtime 38-37. And Pella, a winner over Monticello 59-46. Now today's action includes the 4A quarterfinals. At 10 o'clock this morning, Johnston will play Dowling Catholic at noon at Cedar Falls versus Dubuque Senior. At 2 o'clock, Ames will place Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln, and at 4 o'clock, Waukee will face Pleasant Valley. Then tonight, the evening session is the 1A semis, with North Lynn facing Martinsdale St. Mary's at 6, followed by Grandview Christian versus Montezuma this evening in Des Moines. Well, the Big Ten Conference announced on Tuesday they're all Big Ten men's basketball selections from the coaches and the media. Iowa senior center Luca Garza was named the Big Ten Player of the Year by both the coaches and the media and was a unanimous first-team all-conference selection. Junior Joe Wieskamp was honored as the second-team selection by both the coaches and the media. Senior guard Jordan Bohannon was an honorable mention choice in both polls as well. Forward Keegan Murray was named to the five-member all-freshman team picked by the Big Ten coaches, while C.J. Frederick was an honorable mention honoree by the media panel. Joining Garza on the first team, Illinois' Kofi Coburn and Ayu DeSumo. It was E.J. Liddell of Ohio State and Travion Williams of Purdue, also first-team picks by the coaches. Trace Jackson Davis of Indiana and Hunter Dickinson of Michigan were first-team picks by the media panel. Luca Garza has added two more accolades to his resume Tuesday afternoon by the Associated Press and Sports Illustrated. The AP named Garza its Big Ten Player of the Year and unanimous first-team all-conference selection for the second straight season, while Sports Illustrated honored Garza with unanimous first-team All-America distinction for the second straight year. Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta has apologized to the family of Hawkeyes basketball great Roy Marble for any hard feelings caused by the retirement of star player Luca Garza's number. Garza recently broke the career scoring record held by Marble and his two-time Big Ten Player of the Year. Iowa announced after Sunday's home game, a home win against Wisconsin, that no one in the basketball program would wear Garza's number 55 after this season. Marble led Iowa to an NCAA regional final in 1987 and to the Sweet 16 the next year. His number 23 jersey has not been retired. Center Luca Garza has been looking forward to postseason basketball since the Hawkeyes lost in overtime to Tennessee in the second round of the 2019 NCAA tournament. The fifth-ranked Hawkeyes are the third seed in this week's Big Ten tournament. Last season was shut down as the Hawkeyes were preparing for the conference tournament in Indianapolis.
Since we lost to Tennessee to go to the Sweet 16, you know, it's been in my head of getting back to that moment and coming out on the other end. So, I think it's very exciting for us, and I know everyone who was there when we were in Ohio knows what it feels like to be in there in that moment. So, we're all tremendously excited.
The Hawkeyes finished the regular season 20-7, and they'll play in a Big Ten tournament quarterfinal round game Friday night that we'll have for you here on the radio. Garza believes the Hawkeyes are nearly a lock for a 2 seed in the NCAA tournament.
I mean, if it doesn't, we'll take it. But I think, with our ability to continue to win in the Big Ten tournament, plus just our resume in general and the league we play in, I think all year they've been given a lot of respect to the Big Ten, as they should, as the best conference in America.
Garza believes the Hawkeyes have a strong tournament resume. Well, attendance policies for all remaining 2020-21 Big Ten Conference championships and tournaments will follow local health guidelines and restrictions. The conference made that announcement Tuesday. The decision to follow local health guidelines and restrictions was made jointly by the Big Ten Conference Directors of Athletics and the Council of Presidents and Chancellors in consultation with university medical experts and the conference office. Procedures for all remaining Big Ten championships and tournaments this spring will be designed to meet local and CDC guidelines to help limit the spread of COVID-19, as the health and safety of student-athletes, coaches, officials, fans, and campus communities remain the conference's highest priority. Well, Gonzaga had to stage a second-half comeback to win its conference title. Top-ranked Gonzaga trailed by 12 at halftime before pulling out an 88-78 win over BYU that gives the Bulldogs the West Coast Conference title in the automatic bid. Kansas will be without starting center David McCormick and backup forward Tristan Anaruna for the Big 12 tournament due to COVID-19 protocols. Jayhawks coach Bill Self said Tuesday the pair entered the protocol semi-recently but didn't say whether either was tested positive for the virus. McCormick is averaging over 13 points and 6 rebounds a game. The second-seeded Jayhawks open tournament play in Thursday's quarterfinals against either number 25 Oklahoma or Iowa State. Iowa State coach Steve Prohm says he's focused on the Big 12 tournament and not his future as the head coach. The Cyclones play 7th-seeded Oklahoma tonight in the play-in round in Kansas City after an 0-18 regular season that leaves his future in doubt.
I can't worry about that. You know, those things are out of my control. You know, I understand the job that I've done here over 6 years. Obviously, this has been a unique season. But I understand, you know, what else we've done on a positive note in this program over the last 5-6 years.
Cyclones have won 4 of the last 6 Big 12 tournament titles, 2 of those with Prohm as the head coach.
Obviously, where we're sitting right now, you're not proud of. It's unacceptable. And so we've got to get better. But I can't worry about that. It's not my decision anyway. You know, I want to just coach this team, coach them hard this week. And then, you know, we'll see. We'll see what the future holds.
The Sooners are 14-9 overall after going 9-8 in the Big 12. Tip-off is 8:30 tonight at the T-Mobile Center in that contest. The Iowa Hawkeye women take the 6th seed into tonight's opener in the Big 10 tournament against 11th-seeded Purdue. The Hawkeyes enter their postseason with a record of 15-8.
It's just an exciting time of the year for everybody, you know, just to be able to go out and compete in tournaments and have the opportunity to cut down nets and it's the best time of year. It's what you work hard all year long. It's what you work hard in June for, is the opportunity to be successful right now in March.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter, who says the Hawkeyes hope to build momentum for the NCAA tournament. The Hawkeyes had a fourth quarter rally to beat Purdue 87-81 back in January. They'll need to win 4 games in 4 days to take the Big Ten tournament. The winner tonight will advance to take on third-seeded Rutgers on Thursday. Iowa State women's basketball guard Kylie Feuerbach picked up her second Freshman of the Week award and the final one of the season. Feuerbach was impressive in Iowa State's regular season finale against the Jayhawks, totaling 11 points with 7 rebounds, helping Iowa State to grab their 12th win in Big 12 action. She also had 3 steals and 2 assists in their 30-point win over Kansas. Iowa State returns to the court Friday to take on number 5 seed Texas in the Big 12 championships. University of Iowa junior Max Murin has been awarded an at-large berth to the 2021 NCAA Wrestling Championships in St. Louis. March 18th through the 20th, the NCAA announced the 330-person tournament field Tuesday. Murin is one of 6 149-pound wrestlers to earn an at-large berth. His selection means that Iowa will send its entire 10-man roster to the national tournament. The Hawkeyes are the nation's top-ranked team and recently captured their 37th Big Ten championship at the conference tournament. Murin was the number 7 seed at 141 pounds at the national tournament a year ago. He's 4-3 this season at 149 with 3 wins against ranked opponents. Brackets and seeding will be revealed during a selection show tonight on NCAA.com for this year's championships. The NCAA Division I Wrestling Championships are March 18th through the 20th at the Enterprise Center in St. Louis. That's a look at sports here this morning. KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic.